Welcome, guys, to Day by Day Expressions, where this podcast is all about taking our faith in Christ and letting it be seen and felt and known out there in the real world through all the different means that we have. And we're here talking today with Johnny Hashem, and a composer who writes music for orchestras, a piano player. And we've been talking this whole month about how you express feelings and emotions and the truth of God's word through what you compose in your music. So as a professional, Johnny, and you're talking to someone who listens to classical music and orchestras and things like that, but a lot of times I really don't know what I'm listening to. So what is one piece of music that you would recommend that you think would really stir the affections of just about anybody? Mm-hmm.
There are many, but I will choose one for today. I recommend Rachmaninov Piano Concerto Number 2. When we talk about a piano concerto, it means like a conversation for piano and orchestra.
Okay.
They play together. Why? When you hear it, when you listen to it, it feels similar as if you are standing before a stunning natural landscape. Like a majestic mountain or breathtaking sunset. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think, how great is our God?
Yeah.
And whenever you listen to this music, you can really feel and say, how great is our God who gave this gift to certain people to be able to write such a music.
Yeah.
It's the same because it comes from God.
Yeah.
Like many composers, let's say like Beethoven, Wagner, Rachmaninoff, they have like this unique gift. Whenever you hear, you listen to their music, you can feel like the divine touch of God. And especially the it's composed in three movements.
Okay.
The second movement is incredibly beautiful. You can hear how amazing it is. And it touch your heart, and you cannot say, you must say after this, glory to God, this is amazing. This is coming from above.
So this is Rachmaninoff.
Yes.
Piano Concerto number two. So did he write, what was the time period that he wrote in turn? Like, was it a romantic time period?
Yes, neo-romantic. I believe 1930s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But he passed away in 1943 or 45.
Okay.
So it was like neo-romantic era.
Yeah.
And he composed three concertos. The third concerto is considered to be the most difficult piece ever written for piano, but it's for piano and orchestra.
Can you play it?
I need to practice. I did not play it before, but I need to practice, and it takes a long time.
I'm sure. So like the romantic period in music and in art, and you're saying Rachmaninoff was neo-romantic, so a new romantic period. But one of the things that was taking place during that time was that they were trying to capture the ideal and serenity of nature. And you know, you talking about Rachmaninoff doing this, that he's trying to capture majesty, and was he a Christian?
Not really. The concerto itself, it's not exactly for that, but you can feel
right.
Whenever you know, because
he was searching for something that was God, but he didn't even really know it. But he could see it and trying to express it.
I believe that because God gave him this. Because you can never write such piece of music if you're not inspired by not like gifted in a unique way. It's not something that you can just practice or study. It's something really from above. That's what I believe.
Yeah, yeah. That's there. So Rachmaninoff Concerto Piano Concerto Number 2.
I'm sure they would love this.
That's great. I'm gonna do it as I'm driving home today, mm-hmm. and listen to that. I'm excited about it. Johnny, thank you for being with us on Day by Day Expressions. You need to Google Johnny, contact him, bring him into your church, and you're gonna fall in love with not only Johnny as a person, but with his music as well. Until next time on Day by Day Expressions.